And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And he said to him, See, thou tell no man, but go show thyself to the priest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today's Mass, our Lord cleanses a leper and then tells him to go show himself to the priest and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. This ritual pronouncing one clean from leprosy was required in the Old Law and shows a little bit some of the strict rules which God had imposed upon the chosen people at that time. When we step back and look at the Old Law, the coming of our Lord, and the New Law, we see a comparison between these three things in the life of a person, or the human life. That is, in the beginning of the world, it seemed that God was dealing with people almost in the way a parent would deal with a child. But as time went on, he changed his tactics and treated them more like adults. We as human beings are born without the use of reason, and thus we must be taught things, sometimes in a rather strict way. Trying to reason things out with a toddler doesn't get you very far. Unfortunately, little kids usually only understand what they are permitted or forbidden to do the same way that an animal would. That is, they know they do good when they are rewarded after an action, and know that they have done wrong when they are punished. This seems to be the way that God dealt with people in the Old Testament. He had a strict set of rules for them to follow and didn't explain to them his reasons for giving them many of these rules, but if they broke them, there were strict consequences. Thus, the Jews learned to obey laws and regulations which they didn't often understand, and therefore over time, and especially when they knew the time of the Messiah was at hand, they added other minute details to the law, such as prescribing different manners of purification before eating and similar things. Now, some of these additions, it is true, came from the perversion and corruption of the Pharisees, who were always trying to get as much out of people as they could. But in general, it seems that the Jews were expecting a strict Messiah who would rule over them, and they would be worthy of his rule because of their strict exterior observance of the law. But when our Lord came, it was quite a different story. He came as if to one who already had the use of reason. That is, he didn't lord it over them as if they were a toddler, but explained to them different points of the law and encouraged them to be merciful and charitable. They knew there was something about our Lord that they should pay attention to, but he didn't fit the description that they had constructed of what the Messiah would be, and therefore they complained that he wasn't observing the law as they thought it should be done. They criticized him for letting his disciples eat with unwashed hands, and several times caught him healing on the Sabbath, which was against their strict idea of the observance of the law. But he explained to them how you have to weigh the law of charity, which virtue seems to have been left behind when the chosen people were crossing the desert with Moses. Our Lord was trying to show them that they had formed an incorrect understanding of the law and what God wanted by it. On one occasion, he made the example to them, if you have an ox fall into a pit on the Sabbath, surely you would draw it out. So why can I not cure a man who is of much more importance than an ox? This was a different way of acting than they expected from the Messiah, and so they didn't believe in him. Now, in the New Law, God is much more merciful. He treats us as adults, or at least human beings with the use of reason. He explains to us, usually through his church, the doctrine of the faith, why it is necessary for us to pray and fast, why we must show charity towards others, and how he wants to act He wants us to act if we want to get to heaven. However, we shouldn't fall into the same trap that the Jews did and become soft in things regarding our salvation because of the mercy that we are being shown by God. They were expecting a strict Messiah, but when our Lord came, he was meek and mild. We shouldn't get it into our head that when our Lord comes the second time, which in a way will be when we are judged by him at the end of our own life, or more properly, when he comes at the end of the world, that he will be the same as when he came the first time. For in the second coming, he will be coming as our judge and must require strict justice from us. It is true, he teaches us with meekness and mercy, but he is also just and at some point must require an account of our actions. Saint Bernard says, at his second coming, God will be as inflexible and rigorous in punishing as at his first coming, he was patient and merciful and forgiving. However, it is almost as if God hides his justice from us in this life so as not to scare us. He shows us his mercy, kindly forgiving all of our offenses, and is always willing to accept us back into his good graces. Yet he also plainly tells us through the accounts of the saints, from the examples of the Old and New Testament, that there is a justice of God which we should not take lightly. In the epistle for today's Mass, St. Paul tells the Romans to do no evil, neither in the sight of God nor in the sight of man, telling them not to revenge themselves because the Lord says, "Revenge is mine, and I will repay." St. Paul also tells us how to avoid this revenge of the Lord when he says, "But if the enemy be hungry, give him to eat. If he be thirsty, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head." That is, by our charity towards others, we are able to turn the revenge of God away from ourselves. And this doesn't necessarily mean that we are turning it onto someone else, but that if for no other reason, we should at least practice charity so that we may receive mercy from God. Let us prepare ourselves to stand before the justice of God by our acts of charity in this life, by not being overcome with evil, but by overcoming evil with good. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.